back on the Young Turks. So, Hannah, fascinating
yes,
story.
Yes, I do have a very fascinating story. I actually didn't come across this myself. Somebody by the name of Brawlywood DM'd this to me on Instagram. So, thank you for calling this to my attention. So, apparently, there's a girl in England or a man in England, I don't know, who is impersonating me on Tinder, okay? So they used a picture of mine. I don't know if you'll be able to see it. You can only see like the bottom half of it because he took a screenshot. They used a picture of mine. I don't know if you can see it.
Let me see.
So that's just like the bottom half. It's like my full face. It's from an Instagram photo. And so apparently this is in Bournemouth, England. And it's funny. First of all, her name's Luella. It's a much cooler name than I am. Next thing, 30, back off, all right, back off, I'm not even close. And then it's really funny because they say that I went to UNC and I went to Duke.
So it's funny that's just because, to rub it in.
Yeah, that's just to rub it in that they are impersonating me. They picked like a, they're like, sorry, Tar Heels fan or whatever. So it's nice that they brought this to attention. I don't know what they're using this for, this random person who is impersonating me in England.
Well, I have a good sense of what they're using it for. If it's on Tinder, they're using it to get dates. So that's kind of complimentary.
I hope it's becoming fruitful for you.
Yeah.
And until they show up
just,
on the date.
Yeah, just show your real face. I'm sure you're beautiful and deserving of dates, and you should just use your own face.
Luella, we believe in you. But it does seem weirdly like, not spiteful, but like purposeful, that because on the UNC alone,
especially if you're in England, like I don't know why you wouldn't just say like a school in that country.
Strange.
Like a little bizarre.
The intent there.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I'm right there with you, sister. The number of people that are using my picture to get dates on Tinder, I mean, it numbers in the zeros.
Overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Okay, man, you got to be in some bad shape to use a picture of me to try to get dates on Tinder.
Depends on who they're trying to hook, you know?
Yeah, no, see, in Grindr, it makes a little bit more sense if you're going for bears. If you're hunting bears, then it's like, okay, I get it.
But I just like, with this and with any sort of like catfish scenario, like, I don't know what your game plan is. If it is to get dates and it is to meet up with people and hook up with people, like, what is your game plan when you finally meet the person?
So I'm saying, when you show up, it falls apart.
So what's the, yeah, I mean, that's the same thing with the show. They're like, oh, I just wanted attention, but like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, it's not really to get dates, well, it's just to have people talk to you, which is sad. It makes
you guys are
sad.
Members, so, you know, I trust you more. So I don't want to encourage anyone, but there's a lot of guys who look like me, right? So, because I get all the time before Young Turks or anything, like, oh man, you look like my cousin, right?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you look like my brother-in-law. You look like people in New York one day. This is awesome. You got to be old school to remember this. I'm sure you guys don't. But in New York, there was Joey Buttafuoco, and he was very famous for Amy Fisher.
Yes.
Was his young mistress. It was Lolita, and she had shot his wife, Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Scandalous, yeah.
Right? And it is not a compliment to be compared to his looks, let alone what he did. But I got drinks all night at a bar in New York, and because people kept chanting, Joey, Joey.
Did you play into it?
No, no, they knew I wasn't Buttafuoco. They were fucking with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, they were fucking with me, but they were nice enough to get me drinks in return
for the ridicule. Yeah.
Right. So we were having fun with it. I didn't mind it, so everybody got into it. But
that's super funny.
So you actually, there are some scenarios where you can get away with it. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe there's a Luella looks a lot like me. Is that what
but unlikely,
like, you know, the way that is
right, exactly.
Yes, that it doesn't make sense.
No, the only way that it makes sense is in the tiny percentage of people that kind of look like you but don't look quite as good.
Right? I get it.
And then you use the picture, they come in, and the guy goes, "Is that her? Maybe it was from a different angle."
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it, I'm here already.
It
might work with guys a lot better because with guys, "Fuck it, I'm here already" is very persuasive.
If that's the case, Luella, you are hot on your own. Post your own pictures and like be honest. I mean, that's the whole thing with like the dating apps. If you're actually trying to get dates and like meet people, it's the best to be honest and open, I think.
Oh God, this.
I think.
You always have this rosy outlook
in
the world.
It's gotta be like the foundation of trust.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot of a dating app.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta go soon because Jordan's gonna do his town hall. But I just thought of another angle that people could use. Use my triceps in your Tinder outlook.
You have great triceps. I will give you that. We talked about that in a post game before, yeah. And you have great triceps.
This is the second conversation about
triceps. At least four, way more. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one thing I got. Could you imagine you look on Tinder, it's just a tricep.
It might.
It'll work for somebody.
If they're that good, you know?
Yeah. All right, guys. Facebook.com/TYT Politics. That's where Jordan is going to cover a town hall the mayor Flint is doing. So check that out in Aggressive Progressives in a little bit, obviously at the top of the hour. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.